Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
About 600 people have died of coronavirus in New York State since yesterday, and Governor Cuomo says that's the highest one-day total yet. In all, more than 2,900 people have died of COVID-19 in New York. Cuomo says he's run out of options to secure the ventilators and other supplies he needs, so he will sign an executive order giving the state the right to confiscate them from hospitals and businesses around the state that aren't using them.
I'm not going to get into a situation where we know we are running out of ventilators and we could have people dying because there are no ventilators, but there are hospitals in other parts of the state that have ventilators that they're not using. I'm just not going to allow us to go there.
Earlier today, Mayor de Blasio was pleading for more help. He says the city is going to run out of ventilators next week.
Mayor de Blasio's ventilator shortage is critical.
We have enough ventilators just to get to Sunday, Monday. We don't have enough yet for next week.
That's what he tells MSNBC. He expects a surge of cases. He's implored federal officials.
I asked the White House, I asked the Pentagon to send 1,000 nurses, 150 doctors, 300 respiratory therapists. I asked them to get it here by Sunday.
He's repeated his suggestion for military involvement for supplies and to draft medical personnel into service. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Healthcare workers at Mount Sinai gathered in front of the hospital today to protest what they say is a lack of protective equipment.
Craig Kwan is an intensive care nurse at Mount Sinai. She says that without enough masks and surgical gowns, she and others are at risk. And it's not so much herself that she worries about.
Many of my coworkers are immunocompromised, have medical conditions, have elderly parents at home. I'm more worried for them.
And as is the case with other hospitals, Kwan says Mount Sinai staff is forced to reuse gowns and N25 masks. They're being told to re-sterilize those masks.
I'm quite dubious of that process because it's been very ad hoc and very abrupt.
Mount Sinai says their number one mission is keeping staff and patients safe. The hospital system saying it's moving heaven and earth to acquire enough protective equipment. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the death toll in his state is now 646, with another 113 counted since yesterday.
I am signing an executive order today directing that all flags across New Jersey be lowered to half staff, effective immediately and indefinitely, to honor those we have lost and those that we will lose, and we will lose more, sadly, as a result of this pandemic.
Among the latest deaths, the principal of Grover Cleveland Middle School in Caldwell, New Jersey, James Brown. He was just 48. The field hospital at the Javits Center was originally designed for non-COVID-19 patients to take the stress off local hospitals. But only a few patients have actually been sent there. Governor Cuomo asked the president to open it up to coronavirus patients, and he agreed. So that's another 2,500 beds that can be used for the true crisis. The hospital ship Comfort will still only accept non-COVID-19 patients, but the Department of Defense says the screening procedure is being simplified Patients will not have to be cleared by hospitals first. Instead, their temperature will be taken at the pier, and they will fill out a questionnaire in an attempt to rule out patients who may be infected.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.